USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is asking the U.S. and other countries to impose sanctions on Russia immediately to hopefully persuade President Vladimir Putin not to invade his country. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst told CNN she agrees with him.
Once an invasion happens, lives are lost. You can't go back from that. So those sanctions need to be put in place now.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he doesn't agree imposing sanctions on Russia right now will deter them from invading Ukraine. But he says the U.S. and other Western countries are considering other ways to pressure Russia.
What we're doing is putting together a whole series of actions that would figure into President Putin's calculus.
Blinken was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. They stress this is for outpatients who have mild to moderate symptoms. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms, but are at a high risk of severe symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A famous barbecue company is embarrassed after a big online mistake. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A company known for the grills it makes is issuing an apology for an ill-timed Recipe of the Week newsletter.
Don't be sad.
Sent to tens of thousands of subscribers, the grill maker Weber featured a recipe for meatloaf. Unfortunately, the newsletter happened to coincide exactly with the passing of singer and actor Marvin Lee Adey, who is best known by his stage name Meatloaf. He passed away last week of COVID-related issues at 74. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.